Measurable success. When you examine the term success, you will find a multitude of meanings. Performance, achievement, prosperity, but also victory, triumph, and effectiveness. All these meanings have one thing in common. They leave open where somebody is successful. So first, you have to define this for yourself. For the world to which each of us has belonged for a certain time, success is mostly a purely material thing. A performance achieved in the profession, an acquired position, prosperity that manifests itself in possessions. All their lives, people chase success like it's something consistent. What we know better. In the world, success of an immaterial nature can be found as well. A victory in sports competition, a triumph over a rival or a competitor, a special reputation or recognition which one attains. People sacrifice many things in their lives to achieve that kind of success. Relations to other people, lifetime, or even their health. And they do so in the expectation that this success is a lasting one. But we know better. All these kinds of success depend on the judgment of other people. They are based on reputation, fame, or prestige. In other words, the human ego. All these successes are neutral in themselves. But if they are the sole driving force, and therefore the end in itself, if our motivation is only to achieve these fugitive successes, then they occupy space in our life that is supposed to be used differently. Space that should be reserved for character achievements, or frankly said, a successful built character. The world finds it much more difficult to identify this kind of success. But we know better. An achievement which is performed for someone else, out of love of neighbor. The acquirement of a knowledge to share it with someone. Comforting words. Prosperity that is expressed in a loving family or in deep friendship, based on God's word. Every single one of these are successes which God has taught us through Christ's example, and he made their attainment and manifestation for us possible through his Holy Spirit. Their motivating force is not based on the ego, not based on the way of taking, but on the welfare to others and on the way of giving. These successes become greater the more we continue to share them. They are expressions of an active and honest love. We achieve these successes through the application of God's Holy Spirit. They are the fixed result of keeping God's commandments. In other words, the result of God's love. If such successes are found among people in the world, then these are a striking proof of God's work on mankind. While worldly, material successes are fugitive and, just like fame, fall into oblivion after some time, a successful built character is lasting and enduring. While worldly material successes only aim at satisfying one's own needs, character-related successes are based on satisfying the need of others. In order to achieve any of these successes, we must apply certain principles. Herbert W. Armstrong, you all may know him, has identified 6 of these principles or laws that successful people have applied at all times, as well as an additional 7th, fundamental and unifying principle. In a nutshell, I want to rehearse these principles and encourage you to write them down and look them up later with the related scripture. First, we have to fix the right goal. You can find an example of this in Luke chapter 12, verse 38. Second, we have education and preparation. example can be found in 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Third, good health can be found in Proverbs chapter 3, the verses 5 to 8. Fourth law is drive. You can find it in Colossians 1, verse 29. Fifth law is resourcefulness. Can be found in Psalms 119 and verse 27. And the sixth law is perseverance or endurance. You can read it after in Romans 5, verse 3. We see the application of these laws already lead to worldly success. But in contrast to the world, we understand the true success manifests itself above all in and through the recognition of God. Herbert W. Armstrong identified the seventh law of success as follows. Intimate contact with God and continuous asking for and recognition and application of His help. Dear brothers and sisters, we alone have this law at our disposal during our lifetime. It is an immeasurable blessing, but also a great responsibility. We apply this law by practicing the four pillars of the Christian way of life. We all know them: prayer, study, meditation, and occasional fasting. We apply it by allowing ourselves to be guided by God's Holy Spirit, by asking God daily for its renewal, so that we can share His fruit with others. The way of giving is the way of true success. Beginning with law number 7, our contact with God, we can derive and apply all the other laws of success. We can begin at the core. We can begin on the foundation, given through us through our calling. We must attain a firm stand on the foundation, the rock that is Christ. We must begin with the will to recognize our success, first through faith, and then also through knowledge and understanding, so that we have the strength to stand up and push on when the times get harder. Upon closer examination, everything fits together like a complex clockwork. I have called the sermon at measurable successes, and I have done so for good reason. The worldly success seems obvious, everybody can see it, but are only an external shell, subjected on social trends, the favor of the audience, and the change of time. Even personal successes of character are a subject to transience in this physical world. Only success in God's eyes has eternal validity. The key to this eternal success is a process that must also be perceived as such, so that we can keep an eye on the goal and preserve the momentum. We can realize our success most clearly when we look at our lives from God's perspective. The focus must not be on failure or falling, rather on us rising up again, because this is a massive success. Fall 7 times and stand up 8. Let us not focus on our worldly achievements, but on our benefits for our brothers and sisters. Do not look at what we lack, rather at what we have. By looking at the goal and the way we have already gone with God, our confidence, our faith will grow, because we show God proactively our gratitude for His support and for His work in our lives. Then God will give us more knowledge and the strength that we need to be successful in tackling those things that we haven't mastered or achieved yet. It is extremely important to acknowledge our successes. They may not be visible at all. They may be hidden behind a mountain of problems and struggles, but they are there. They are like a root, invisible until it brings forth the bloom and is revealed to us all. God shows us this in His scripture. We can read it in Proverbs 12:12. You can turn there. Proverbs 12:12. Whoever is wicked covets the spoil of evildoers, but the root of the righteous bears fruit. Let us have confidence, brethren. We are here today not because of the road that lies before us, but of the road that lies behind us. It is an amazing success that we gather here today and celebrate God's Feast of Tabernacles together. Finally, I would like to mention a meaning of the word success, which in my opinion covers both the successful process and the end result as well. Effectiveness. Let us become and be an effective tool in God's hands by recognizing and picking up the tasks around us. An open ear for a brother, an encouraging word, a helping hand. Galatians 6:2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Once we have qualified successfully for the entry of God's kingdom, we will continue to be effective helpers of God, ultimately helping many to succeed. Romans 8 verse 19 says, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." For us, this will be the ultimate success, the victory, the triumph, the fulfillment of our calling. We have seen that success has many facets, but only success in the eyes of God has true, eternal value and finally manifests itself in such tremendous abundance that we literally lack the words to describe. God wants us to inherit everything, and that includes all of the above mentioned successes. It is crucial that we begin with the foundation and the work successfully on it every day as we walk God's path and do more and more our best, sometimes only by not giving up. I would like to conclude with the formula for success that the world is desperately looking for, the formula that God has inspired the apostle to write it down for you and for me, of course. It's been searched for centuries. Many books have been published on. Many authors have claimed to know it. But we know better. You find this formula in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." An uplifting, strengthening, and successful Feast of Tabernacles to all of you.